Welcome to another episode of Vanguard Radio. I'm your guest host, John Jones, filling in for Marcelo Sucdale. This week, we have the opportunity to chat with Matthew Overton, Executive Director for the Conference of Defense Associations and CDA Institute. Matthew, welcome to our show.
John, thank you for having me. It's a real pleasure.
And I know there's a lot of things going on this time of year, and perhaps you could tell us some of the projects that you're working on and some of the events that are coming up that our listenership can look forward to learning about and possibly attending.
Well, thank you very much. I'd really like to do that. We're finding ourselves quite busy, even in the after effects of the Ottawa conference, which we held at the end of February, which went really, really well in talking about the current situation of people being a little uncertain about what the world is actually doing and how events are unfolding in Europe, the United States, when you look at North Korea and Russia, things going on in peace support operations. It's not the peacekeeping they thought that they'd known. It's been a really great period of time after that conference to sort of expand on that and look at where we can take that forward in terms of things that the CDA Institute has going right now. We have a number of roundtables that are coming up very shortly, and I think they are very indicative of the sorts of things the Canadians are interested in, whether they are involved in security or defense or looking at other aspects.
Well, yeah, there's certainly a lot of changes going on in the world, and I believe you do have an event coming up tomorrow. Could you tell us a little more about that?
We do. So we're working with a couple of our strategic partners, KPMG and IBM, to partner up and look at the question of artificial intelligence. There's a lot of misconceptions and myths and concerns that are not necessarily well-founded about artificial intelligence, and so we're going to host a roundtable to talk about it, to talk about where the lay of the land is right now, talk about some of the constraints on it, some of the practical realities, where some of the events are working, and give our audience a bit better understanding of some of these areas which are a bit arcane, but are actually influencing their lives as we speak right now. When you think about some of the technology that is in our cars, in our homes, already artificial intelligence is playing a role in making things easier or more direct or more effective for us. We know that's going to have a spillover and very actively so into the area of security and defense. So we're going to talk about some of the implications of that and some of the areas that require a lot of attention as we posture ourselves to use that technology in a sensible, defensible manner.
Yeah, that's certainly an interesting topic, and we're reading about that every day. It just has so many applications. Now, for the purpose of attending this event, where would our listenership go if they wanted to register tomorrow? Is there still time, or are you sold out?
There is still time. We still have some space left, and the best place to go is to the CDA website. I misspeak myself. The best thing to do is to call our office at 613-236-9903 and talk to the staff, because we're in the final day, and it would be best for them to call directly and reserve a place to make sure it's still there. Just to confirm, the event is going to be from 12:30 till 2 on the 28th, which is tomorrow, at the KPMG offices on Elgin Street.
That's excellent. I know that your association is also quite active in a number of projects and award programs. Are there any things that you could give our listenership kind of a sneak peek into of what to expect?
Absolutely. I think many of your audience should be aware of the three awards that we present annually. The first is the Vimy Award for Lifetime Achievement in the Security and Defense Realm. The Honorable Bill Graham won last year. We have the Ross Monroe Award, which is for a media individual who does reporting on security defense that really enhances Canadians' understanding of those issues. And the last one, of which we're very proud to have introduced last year, is the Captain Nicola Goddard Game Changer Award, which is for a young Canadian who is making a real difference in the security and defense domain. And that third one, we will be going out very shortly for a call for nominations. And you'll be able to see that information on our website very shortly to take a look at that and then nominate someone that you think is meeting that, is showing promise for their interest and their abilities in the security and defense domain.
That's great. Certainly a lot of projects to look forward to. We're speaking with Matthew Overton, Executive Director with the Conference of Defense Associations and CDA Institute. Matthew, thank you for joining us on our show today.
John, thank you for the conversation. Look forward to doing it again.
Definitely.